The White House Report.
Freshly back at the White House, President Trump is on Twitter. President Trump in a flurry of tweets Wednesday morning, fresh off of his Singapore trip after that historic meeting with Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea. President Trump said in one of those tweets, "So funny to watch the fake news, especially NBC and CNN. They are fighting hard to downplay the deal with North Korea. 500 days ago, they would have begged for this deal. Looked like war would break out. Our country's biggest enemy is the fake news so easily promulgated by fools." President Trump in the past has spoken of fake news and other news agencies. But what I will tell you from firsthand knowledge, it is dangerous for a president of the United States to label the news media as fake, being that they are the first line of questioning an American president, and our founding fathers put them in the Constitution as part of the accountability, the checks and balances of the executive branch. Also, many reporters who travel on the road with President Trump have feared for their safety at rallies. When the president gins up the crowd talking about fake news, many in the crowd turn on the news media, and some fear that if the president would say, "Get them," that the crowd would pounce on the media. And several months ago, meeting with the representatives of the European Union, they were concerned about the issue of fake news and how it could ultimately topple democracies, particularly those in Europe. There's a thought within the European Union that if the public feels that they cannot trust the press or even the president, there could be anarchy. I'm April Ryan at AURN.com.